Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation in the Mishnah's halacha of Omer Zeachi Ein Neman. If a person states that Pliny, so-and-so is my brother, he's not believed, and Pliny does not inherit a portion on his own right in all the father's assets. The distinction in whether the other brothers admit or deny that Pliny is their brother. Generally, a property can be sold or bequeathed only through a proper kinyan between the seller and the recipient. Therefore, in shtar la'achar misa, a property cannot be sold or bequeathed after the owner's death through a shtar. However, the Chacham initiated that divrei shchivmara kiksuvim ukmisrim damu. A dying person's instructions alone are considered a kinyan, and no further kinyan is required because shemiti teref daite. They were concerned that his situation might worsen and he will be unable to perform a kinyan. The Mishnah's halacha of Misha Meis v'nimtzes daite ki kishura al yerechai harezu enaklum. If a shchivmara died and the written will was found tied to his leg, the shtar has no significance and the intended recipient does not acquire the assets because ein shtar la'achar misa. However, zika b'la'achar dvarv kayam. If while the shchivmara was alive, he gave someone a list of his assets and he told him, nachas maksuv mishtar zeh ani maknaloch, I give you all the assets recorded in this document, the recipient acquires the assets because divrei shchivmara kiksuv ben ukmisurin damer. The halacha of shchivmara sh'amar kisvu b'tenumanu l'plaini umeis ein kisvin v'naisin. If a dying person gave instructions that they shall write and give one mana to so-and-so, and then he died, his instructions are not fulfilled. However, if the shchivmara's wording was merely to strengthen the recipient's power with a shtar, but he also wants him to acquire through a tzava, then his instructions are fulfilled.